Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving deep into a powerful passage that compares the transformative power of Christ's sacrifice to Old Testament rituals. This verse offers us a profound insight into the nature of redemption and the lasting impact of Jesus' sacrifice. The Bible verses for today are found in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 to 14. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of a heifer's ashes can sanctify those who are defiled so that their flesh is cleansed, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from dead works to worship the living God?
Let's dive into the world of Old Testament sacrifices. Picture this, a bustling temple, the air thick with the scent of incense and animal offerings. People would bring their goats and bulls carefully selected for their perfection to be sacrificed. The priests would meticulously perform rituals, sprinkling the ashes of a heifer as part of the cleansing process. Now, these sacrifices weren't just empty gestures. They held deep significance for the people of that time. But here's the catch, they were temporary. These rituals provided a kind of spiritual band-aid, if you will. They dealt with the outward symptoms of sin, offering a momentary sense of cleansing and redemption. But let's be honest, they didn't get to the heart of the matter. These sacrifices, as important as they were, couldn't truly transform a person from the inside out. They were a stopgap measure, pointing towards a greater, more permanent solution. That was yet to come. Now let's dive into how Jesus Christ's sacrifice stands apart from the Old Testament rituals. Unlike the temporary fixes of animal sacrifices, Jesus offered himself as the perfect, unblemished lamb. This wasn't just another ritual. It was a game changer. Think about it. Jesus, fully God and fully man, willingly gave himself up. He didn't just offer an animal or perform a ritual. He offered his very life, his blood through the eternal Spirit. This wasn't a sacrifice that would need to be repeated year after year. It was once and for all. What makes Christ's sacrifice so powerful is its permanence. It doesn't just cover sin for a little while, it eradicates it completely. It's like the difference between putting a band-aid on a wound and actually healing it from the inside out. Jesus' sacrifice gets to the root of our sin problem and solves it permanently. This perfect sacrifice of Christ provides us with a lasting solution to sin. It's not just about cleansing our outward actions, but transforming our very nature. Through his sacrifice, we're given the opportunity for true, deep, and lasting change. Now let's dive deeper into the profound impact of Christ's sacrifice on our conscience. This is where the power of Jesus' blood truly shines. Unlike those temporary rituals of the Old Testament, Christ's sacrifice goes far beyond surface-level cleansing. It reaches into the very core of our being, transforming us from the inside out. Imagine your conscience as a complex network of thoughts, feelings, and moral judgments. Before Christ, it might have been clouded by guilt, shame, or confusion.
But when we accept Jesus' sacrifice, his blood acts like a divine cleansing agent. It doesn't just cover up our past mistakes or provide a quick fix. Instead, it penetrates deep into our hearts and minds, washing away the stains of sin and renewing our entire moral compass. This cleansing is thorough and complete. It's not about suppressing our wrongdoings or trying to forget them. Rather, it's about true transformation. Our hearts are made new, our minds are renewed. We begin to see ourselves and the world around us through a different lens, the lens of God's love and grace. Think about how liberating this is. No longer do we have to carry the weight of our past. No longer do we have to live in fear of judgment or condemnation. Christ's blood cleanses our conscience, freeing us to live in the present, embracing God's forgiveness and love. Now let's talk about what it means to be clothed in Christ's righteousness. When we accept Jesus' sacrifice, something remarkable happens. It's as if we're given a brand new perfect outfit, one that makes us completely presentable before God. This righteousness isn't something we earn or achieve on our own. It's a gift freely given through Christ's sacrifice. Imagine carrying the weight of every mistake you've ever made. Now picture that weight being lifted off your shoulders. That's the freedom we find in Christ. Our past no longer defines us or holds us back. Instead, we're given a fresh start, a new identity rooted in who Jesus is and what he's done for us. This new identity isn't just a label, it's a complete transformation. We're no longer seen as sinners deserving punishment, but as beloved children of God. It's like looking in a mirror and seeing not our flaws, but the perfection of Christ reflected back at us. This is the power of being clothed in his righteousness. Now let's consider the eternal impact of Christ's sacrifice. Unlike the Old Testament rituals that required constant repetition, Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was a once-and-for-all solution. It's not something we need to keep redoing or refreshing. When Christ died for our sins, he accomplished something truly extraordinary and permanent. Think about it. No more endless cycle of sacrifices, no more temporary fixes. Christ's blood shed for us provides eternal cleansing and transformation. It's a complete game changer. This means that when we accept Christ's sacrifice, we're not just patched up for a little while, we're fundamentally and forever changed. This eternal redemption affects every aspect of our lives. It's not just about being forgiven, it's about being made new. Our past, present, and future are all impacted by this incredible act of love. We're talking about a transformation that starts now and continues into eternity. So as we go about our daily lives, we can rest in the assurance that Christ's sacrifice is eternally effective. It's a foundation we can build our lives upon, a truth that can sustain us through any challenge. This is the power and permanence of what Jesus did for us.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, whose sacrifice is far beyond anything we could ever earn or deserve. Lord, we are in awe of how his blood has cleansed us from the inside out, transforming our hearts and minds. Help us to live each day in the freedom and joy that comes from knowing we are clothed in Christ's righteousness. May we always rest in the assurance that his sacrifice is complete and eternal, offering us new life and a lasting relationship with you. Guide us to walk in this truth, sharing your love and grace with those around us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Rise and Walk podcast. We hope this exploration of Hebrews chapter 9, verses 13 to 14 has deepened your understanding of Christ's sacrifice and its transformative power in your life. Remember, through Jesus, you are truly and fully cleansed forever. Until next time, may you walk in the freedom and joy of this incredible truth.